When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the craziest thing a previous friend or lover has done to you? Messaged my relatives on social media convincing them I was trying to end it all. She fabricated screenshots of a conversation and everything. I'm just lucky my parents understand me enough to know that, if I was going to do that, I wouldn't tell a girl I was with for a few months. My friend's girlfriend called the police and told them that he had told her that he kept hearing voices telling him to kill her, which was a complete fabrication. The cops came and put him in a psychiatric ward for 3 days of observations until the doctors finally believed he was sane. She did it during final exam week when he was in college. She was straight evil. Got mail delivered to my house when she found out I was going to break up with her, then wouldn't leave when I did break up with her. I called the police, and since she received mail at my house, they said it was officially her residence as well. I had to call my landlord and have him evict me to get her to leave. Once she left, he rescinded the eviction notice and I moved back in. My husband, we were high school sweethearts. After 4 kids and 16 years of marriage, he cheated on me. But he didn't tell me for over a year. On the day he chose to tell me about his affair, I was in the middle of chemo for breast cancer. I was bald, sick, and had only one breast. My mom had passed away 10 days earlier, and it was my birthday. Good times. This was 12 years ago. Happily, I'm healthy, my kids are thriving, and we are divorced. But yeah, never saw that one coming. One time, my girlfriend at the time was staying over. I'd been at work late the night before, so I wanted to sleep in. She tried to wake me. It didn't work, so I fell back to sleep. So after an unknown amount of time, I was in deep sleep. She apparently lost patience. She put her mouth directly against my ear and screamed as loud as she could. A high-pitched horror movie scream. The pain was immediate. It's been about 15 years in my left ear. If I'm in a loud place, buzzes like I've got a wasp in my ear. It sounds exactly like a blown out speaker. This was just one of the things she did. When I broke up with her, she told all her friends I beat her up, and they still believe her. She tried to do a three-way with me and her friend once she found out I had a new girlfriend. In order to break us up, I declined. Then she got her friend, yes the same one, to hook up with my buddy, who then convinced him to invite her to a party at his house I went into the bathroom, and when I opened the door she was standing there, freaked me out. I said hi, excuse me, I'm about to leave this house, when she pushed me as hard as she could back into the bathroom, and came in, and locked the door. At this point I freaked out and just started yelling for help. My buddy and a few others came, and unlocked the door, and pulled her out, and I was able to get out of the bathroom. I started walking upstairs to head to the door, and get in my truck to leave. When she flies out the door, and runs to my truck, she stands there, while I'm standing there in disbelief. At this point we had been broken up for months. I walk back inside, and one of her friends approached me, and told me, if I told her, the friend, that I never wanted to see or talk to my ex again, she would let me leave. I complied and told her friend that it was over, and I never wanted anything to do with my ex again. I waited a few, and peeked outside, and saw the coast was clear, and started heading to my truck. I hear a scream, and look over, and my ex is running full speed at me screaming. Out of nowhere another lady does a full-on tackle of my ex, and says get the hell out of here. As I drive away I get a call from the party saying she locked herself in the bathroom with a knife threatening to off herself. I called her parents, and kept driving. This all happened after she did the following. 1. Called me hundreds of times from a dozen numbers to which I blocked and requested she doesn't call. 2. Egged new girlfriend's car. 3. Tried to get me to do threesome. 4. Tried to make me intimate time buddies. 5. Asked a very desperate friend of mine to prom hoping to get in our group. 6. Followed me to work. Home. 2 years later, I have a new phone number, and I'm college. I get a call and answer it. It's her. No idea how she found me. She asked if I went to the local university, to which I replied yes, I did not actually go there, I went to a state college. She enrolled in that university. That's the end of that story. Update, thanks for the concern. This was 19 years ago, and I'm safe. I only heard from her one more time, and that was 15 years ago. Hoping that's the end of it. Thanks for my first awards. Glad my crazy ex earned me some internet points. She attacked me with a ukulele while screaming. We had been arguing heatedly, and she went to another room. I assumed she was just getting some space and cooling off. A moment later, she came running out of the room, screaming and swinging a little guitar at me. We didn't break up then, but eventually did, and that incident was the main reason. However, until then I could never be calm if she was in another room. Ex-friend of about 6 months in my case. First off, he decided to not be friends with me after an argument over kickball. We were on the same team. Now he won't so much as make eye contact with me. We even still play sports against each other sometimes, and him trying to get me out in dodgeball was the only time he'd even look in my direction. We still have a lot of mutual friends, and we were even at a mutual friend's house yesterday, and he wouldn't acknowledge me. The crazy part, we are 30 adult men, and I feel like I'm dealing with a child. I don't know how messed up this is compared to most, but the ex said she was going with her kids. We didn't live together, obviously, to stay at a resort, live in LV, when in fact she was staying at Nini Casino with a truck driver. Said driver got extremely drunk and belligerent the next morning / afternoon, and she clearly must have too, because she ended up passing out in his truck cab that evening as he, in a rage, withheld her phone from her. He evidently discovered the phone video of me and her doing the deed, and proceeded to post it on her FB page. I started to get messages and calls around 7 p.m. from friends, then her close friends. Was insanely embarrassing and heartbreaking at the same time. I was in a bar within the hour trying to calm down, since said video was not, because of the angle, breaking any FB decency rules and her being passed out. It took until 10 to 11 a.m. the next day before it was removed. By that time her ex-husband, yeah, bizarre, already had a missing persons report with the police. Everyone from her hometown was bugging him and me. Most thought I posted it at first as to where TF she was. Cops had to come to me at the casino I work at and ask me if I wanted to press charges. Of course I didn't. My ex-best friend bullied me for over 5 years in primary school. It was like a masterclass in abusive friendships. You're not allowed to talk to them, or I'll stop being your friend, because no one else will tolerate you, sort of thing. And it was coming from a 7-year-old girl. She used to hit me a lot, and was the reason I had believed I was fat, even though I was a really tiny wee girl. The biggest thing though was, when it was our big theater production at the end of school, the entire school was watching, and also our parents. I went on stage and she tripped me up as I went up the stairs, leading to me smacking onto the set, and knocking a bunch of stuff over. One of the most embarrassing moments of my life, and I was only 10. We'd been broken up for about 10 months, and hadn't spoken in 7, for completely unrelated reasons. After our breakup, I'd moved across the country, as in, I had been living on the East Coast, and moved to California. She had found out where I lived, flown out there, rented a car, and was parked on my block scouting out my house. In the car was a pair of binoculars, a book on bad witching, to explain to any passersby why she was staring around a neighborhood with binoculars, and a cat carrier. She didn't have a cat, I did. She was planning to break into my house and steal my cat. She had even bought a return flight ticket back to the East Coast with the pet fee paid. My mom let my best friend and her mom stay with us, because they got kicked out of their house. Was only supposed to be a temporary thing. A few months later my brother had some serious medical issues come up, and had to move home. I moved into the garage, so he could have my room. Also side note, but her mom was a hoarder, and dish, forks, and spoons were going missing, being left in her room with moldy food. After a month my brother was still not doing well, and having other people in the house was stressing him out, and making his condition worse. So we told them they had to move out within 2 months. My mom told her mom that my brother was becoming suicidal because of the pain and wanted to shoot himself. The day that they were supposed to move out, they replaced the lock on the bedroom door and said we didn't give them proper notice, even though we did. Later that night, her mom called the police and said my brother had a gun and threatened to shoot them. We don't have any guns, and the only person he threatened to shoot was himself because of the physical pain he was in. He only told this to my mom, who told my friend's mom to make her understand how severe his medical condition was getting. They moved out a month later, and I have not talked to my ex-best friend since. I got arrested and spent around 32 hours in jail because he pulled a prank on me. He was the designated driver. We went to a party and I drank more than I should have. He dropped me off just over a block from my house. When I got out of the back of the car, I didn't recognize anything. I reached for my phone, but realized that I didn't have it. I walked the block looking for a street I knew, but couldn't find one. I then picked a direction to walk in to search for a major street. Apparently he had thought it'd be funny to drop me off in the wrong neighborhood instead of at my house, and lifted my cell phone off me, so I couldn't call for help. Supposedly his plan was to let me wander around lost for like 10 minutes, and then find me to actually take me home. He never found me. After a few hours of walking around lost, I had sobered up and was thirsty. I had found a larger street, but it was like 2 a.m. at that point and everything was deserted, so I couldn't ask anyone for help. Eventually I saw a police car patrolling and flagged them down for help. They told me that I was over 10 miles from my house and that I was in a very unsafe neighborhood. They didn't believe my story. After some discussion, they offered to give me a ride home, but asked me to put my hands behind my back while they searched me for weapons. I complied and they immediately cuffed me and told me that they were arresting me for public intoxication. I didn't have money at the time, so I didn't want to call anyone to post bail for me. Also, I kept getting told that they'd release me as soon as I was processed because I was already sober. There were no windows in the holding cell, no clock, and they never dimmed the light, so I and the others had no concept of time. I was fed twice and had access to water and a toilet. I managed to fall asleep a few times, but I kept waking up shivering. When I was finally released, it was 9 a.m. a whole day after I'd been arrested. My roommate had reported me missing and had been informed that I'd been arrested. I was able to call my roommate from a payphone and get him to pick me up. A few weeks later, I found out that the charge of public intoxication had been dropped, so thankfully I didn't have to pay a fine or take DUI classes. I have no idea what the hell is wrong with my friend who pranked me. He did apologize and felt bad, but I stopped hanging out with him after that.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.